And wrap up the first hour, brand new music from Rose Cousins, a song called Borrowed Light. For them, we had Kelly McMichael, a song called Open. Also another title, Hurts to Have a Heart. Before that, we had Dylan Menzies and Strong Enough. And before that, a little live track from Tara McLean with Catherine McClellan and Alicia Toner helping on vocals for This Storm. And before that, we had Mallory Johnson and Suitcase from her. And I mentioned, I'm going to find the name of the festival. It's the Churchill Park Music Festival, which is going on in St. John's tonight. The next two nights, Shania Twain, the headliner, and Mallory, one of the opening acts as well. And we're just about to hit 7:01. You're listening to CFRC here at 101.9 FM, broadcasting at the basement of Carlos Hall here in Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Hour number two of your host, Rob Cornell of Saltwater Music. And I have a little bit of sad news to pass along. I know some other hosts have mentioned over the last few weeks. Wayne Vermette, a longtime host here, just retired in the spring from Blues Project after 42 years, passed away last month. So I want to pass along my condolences. I'm going to dedicate tonight's show to Wayne and play a little blues music. And I found a CD from 2006 when I met Wayne. I'll explain when I met him. So when I first started here, I was just helping out on the sports broadcast. So that was the Queens football and hockey. And so it was fall 2006. We always had the games then at 1 o'clock, and then Wayne would always be here from 4 to 6 getting his show ready. So that's when I met him, and I worked on football and the sports broadcast as tech producer for about 6 years. So I saw him every year for 6 years. And then this program originally was a Saturday night show from 10 to 11 for the first year and a half, from 2007 till 2008. So I met Wayne many times over the years. So very sad news about a few weeks ago. And I have a quote here. It says, surrounded by friends and family, Wayne was able to take advantage of the MADE program and is now in the great Mississippi Blues Delta in the sky. He seemed at peace and went with a smile. And Wayne, always friendly and happy if anybody here was able to meet him over the years. And so he started here in the 80s. I remember one story he talked about, amusing story way back in the day. Back then, you had to go and physically turn off the transmitter at night. So he was hosting a late night show, and he had to go to another building, walk up the stairs, and turn it off. And then one night, I guess a Queen student somehow must have jimmied the door open and had a few drinks and kind of passed out in the stairwell. Wayne didn't realize this, so he walked up in the dark and ran into him, and they both scared the crap out of each other. And Wayne, very friendly to everybody over the last 42 years he was here. So I wanted to pass along my condolences and to dedicate tonight's show to him. And we'll go back to that album from 2006, which I'm sure Wayne played, because I think I might have shown it to him. These guys are from New Brunswick. The band's in Long Are Together. It's called Glamour Puss. This is from their album Blues Man's Prayer. And we'll play the longer track from this. We'll do As Blue As It Gets. And then that'll lead us into some more instrumental music from Ian Foster from his album Nerve. We'll do Hard Kiss, and then a song with two titles, Who I Was and A First Step Home. So this goes out dedicating to late Wayne Vermette. Here's some blues music here on CFRC.
Just the way that it's going. Seems like the rain will never stop. One thing's for certain, won't get any worse. This is as blue. Young man crying, lovers gained and lovers lost. Whole life is uncertain, wondering if it's worth the cost. And that's just the way it's going. Seems like the rain will never stop. One thing's for certain, won't get any worse. 'Cause this is as blue as it gets. By his side, said, "What you see isn't really me. It's not what I am on the inside. It's just the way it's been going. Seems like the rain will never stop." One thing's for certain, won't get any worse. This is as blue as it gets. Thank you.
And wrapping that music on vinyl, you can hear that vinyl crackle there. That's Ian Foster. That song has two titles, Who I Was and A First Step Home. And before that, we had Hard Kiss. This is from his new album called Nerve. First time he's had one on vinyl, so I had to pick that up. Ian said that a couple weeks ago from St. John's, and it just landed at my doorstep earlier this week. And before that, we had Glamour Puss from their album Blues Man's Prayer, which came out in 2006. That was As Blues As It Gets. That was dedicated to the memory of Wayne Vermette, who passed away last month. And he just wrapped up 42 years at the station this past spring on the Blues Project. So very sad news for all of us here at the station. And I know Wayne would not want me to play all sad music tonight, so we're going to play some upbeat music now. We'll play some music, but we'll do Summertime in the Maritimes. This is Judd Gunning and Cameron Nickerson. And we'll have new songs in this next set from Andrew Rogers and the Town Heroes and Bobby Sproat. And we'll also have music from Natasha Blackwood in this hour. And we'll also have a cover from the Town Heroes from about a year and a half ago. But up first, we'll do Summertime in the Maritimes here on Z4C.
Well, it's summertime in the Maritimes. The sun is up and spirits high. I'm going home, big town goodbye. Gonna spend all summer in the Maritimes.
Big city nights I've left behind, for where the air is clear and bright. The sights we see don't cost a dime when you roll through the Maritimes. It's good to be back home again, where your neighbors lend a hand. All day or if the fog rolls in across the bay, 'cause I'm back home in the Maritimes again.
Well, the sun will rise with the seagull tries. The sea of blue will touch the sky. Waves of salt, they roll on high, 'cause it's summertime in the Maritimes.
It's about friggin' time in the Maritimes for the boats to haul up all their lines. The blue nose sneaks in from behind. It's good to be back home in the Maritimes. It's good to be back home again, where your neighbors lend a hand. Now I don't care who follows me, but I'm drifting out upon the sea. If you try to reel me in, then I'll be damned.
Summertime in the Maritimes, the fire's on, the beach is dry. We'll be singing wild mountain time when we're all back home in the Maritimes.
It's summertime in the Maritimes, and the midnight moon on the sea will shine. Well, that welcome, how's she going by? Sets my spirit free in the Maritimes. It's good to be back home again, where your neighbors lend a hand. Now I don't care if rains all day or if the fog rolls in across the bay, 'cause I'm back home in the Maritimes again. I'm back home in the Maritimes again.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Domestic pets like dogs and cats are often left outside off-leash. These pets scare wildlife, destroy the nests of animals, and attack animals.
Always keep your pets on a leash when they are outside and discourage them from chasing wildlife.
This message was brought to you by the students of St. Marguerite Bourgeois Catholic School and Sandy Pines Wildlife Center.
We'll Yes, I'd like a bowl of hot alphabet soup.
Hi, my name is Hayden, and I have a new show on CFRC called Alphabet Soup.
A bowl of hot?
Make sure it's hot.
Alphabet Soup is a musical variety show that's live every Tuesday from 10 to 11 a.m.
Make sure it's hot.
Right.
Okay, sir. Coming right up.
Tune in to hear something classic or something fresh, Tuesdays at 10 a.m. on CFRC.
Hey, Charlie, table 26 wants a hot alphabet soup.
Can try and take a picture, but you can't capture what you're after. You can try and tell the story, but you'll never get it right. I got lost in the nuance ancient rock, reaching for the heavens, drowning hands, desperate for salvation, I'm giving life again. Come down's never easy when your head's been in the clouds, but when it's you
closer, like when I get any older, The words I see through your eyes say, come on, let's entertain the thought in your head that's eating you alive. Composure, your safety blanket when it's over. Pitch black, you slip through the void like a ghost, leaving when you want it most in your head. Only the strong survive.
Stone, and I never show low battery. if I keep on shining that grindstone.
Do you feel it now? We're all here. Are you happy now? Avoid all fear. Can you hear it roar? In your bones, it's a waterfall. Overflowing, and I'm thinking I could sink in now and never leave here. Never hurt or fear. I'm the captain, and this is happening. We can feel it. Anytime we wish, it's ours. Did you let it go? It's the past. Are you smiling now?
Time. is a town in North Ontario with dream comfort, memory, despair. And in my mind, I still need a place to go. All my changes were there. Blue windows, pine stars, yellow moon rise. Big birds flying across the sky, throwing shadows on our eyes that leave us helpless, 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 helpless. Baby, can you hear me now? Oh, the chains are locked and tied across the door. Baby, sing with me some help.
That six song set, yes, the cover of Helpless, Neil Young. That's Town Heroes. They put that out a couple years ago. For that, we had a brand new track from their new album called Singing. That was The Captain. Before that, we had Natasha Blackwood, a song of her called Good Machines. That's from the album Love Songs for Good Machines. Before that, we had Bobby Sprout and Heartbreaker. We had Andrew Rogers and The Closest Thing. And before that, we had Summertime and the Maritimes. That was Cameron Dickerson and Judd Gunning on that one. And we'll play some music from Mo Kenny, someone who's coming to town next month. And Andrew is actually part of Nick Earl and the Reckless Hearts, who the previous weekend, quite busy in St. John's. Tonight they're having a three-night festival. Shania Twain, the headliner. They had Nickelback headlining last weekend. And Andrew's part of that band with Nick Earl and the Reckless Hearts, rather. Andrew, formerly with Farigail, he's out on his own with some solo work. So for Mo, I'll bring up the exact date here. Yes, so it's Saturday, September 21st. It's Mo Kenny presented by KPP Concerts at the Broom Factory. The following month, also another KPP show. We have Ben Kaplan, also the same spot, Broom Factory, Thursday, October 24th. And also KPP Concerts presents Classified, the Welcome to the Maritimes tour. That's him with a lot of different acts as well. That's at the Broom Factory, Monday, November 25th. The following night, we have Joel Plaskett in town at the Grand Theater, Tuesday, November 26th. And it's already that time of the year. We have two Christmas shows coming up announced. We have Christmas with the Anna Sisters happening at the Spire. It's 82 Sydenham Street. That's Friday, November 29th, 7:30 for that one. And then in December, just before Christmas, it's Saturday, December 21st. It's Nalleg McMaster and Donald Leahy. It's a Celtic Family Christmas. That's at the Grand Theater as well. So the closest concert now is Mo Kenny, Saturday, December 21st. So we'll play a new song from Mo. We'll do Signs of Life. And we'll also do Madeline Dorner's new song from her album called Broken Harbor. We'll do Dreaming from her. But first, this is Mo Kenny, who's coming to town next month here on CRC.
To say, but you.
Song set, the shortest track, I believe, in Ian Foster's discography. That's from The Great Wave. I grabbed this for earlier in the show just in case I was going to play some. That's from 2014 Spire, 1 minute 36 seconds. The reason I played that was I was looking at those concert dates. Yes, so the Christmas of the Innocents happening at the Spire, just by chance. 82 Cinema Street, Friday, November 29th at 7:30. So I had to play that song since it's also very short. And before that, we had Dreaming from Madeline Dornert, her new album Broken Harbor. And we had Mo Kenny, Signs of Life from Mo, who is coming to town next month. I'll bring up one more time. Yes, KBB Concerts presents at the Broom Factory, Saturday, December 21st for Mo Kenny. And no time for any more music, so we'll play just a quick promo before a harder clip. I did want to mention the weather. I'm off work for 6 days, and I thought maybe I'll get some good weather this weekend. No. Complete opposite. We have a special weather statement, specific rainfall warning. Local rainfall amounts are calling for maybe up from 40 to 80 millimeters. And even worse, at rainfall rates during part of the storm, up to 40 millimeters in an hour. That's not going to be good. So beginning tonight, continuing through Sunday night, so rain will begin near midnight. Heaviest rainfall expected on Sunday, and local higher amounts possible Sunday afternoon and evening. This is the weather pattern. Typically brings rapidly changing conditions between sunny skies and heavy downpours. Since rainfall warnings may be required, issued on short notice to reflect the rapidly changing conditions. Yeah, so that rain pretty much through till Monday. So I'll take out my weekend of vacation time, but I'll just stay inside. So yeah, as I mentioned, the other concerts I'll mention one more time. So we have the closest ones I'll just mention the other two Broom Factory shows. Ben Kaplan's played here many times over the years. He'll play the Broom Factory for the first time Thursday, October 24th. And then Classified's also played here. He's Welcome to the Maritimes Tour. That's the following month, rather. Monday, November 25th. There's another KPP concert show. And I'll just mention Joel Plaskett, longtime friend of CRC. Goes back to the Thrush Hermit days when he was in his band in the 90s. He's coming to Grand Theater Tuesday, November 26th. So we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll have a harder clip at 8 o'clock, and I'll be back in 1 week's time live another episode. So we have 3 weeks in a row of live shows. So we'll go to that little promo. Yes, for Queens football, that's coming up August 25th, but we'll play the promo. That's where I started here at the station back in 2006. So we'll play that right now, and I'll talk to you in 1 week's time.
On Saturday, August 25th.